Checkpoint can tonight reveal a homeless person did in fact stay in managed isolation at Auckland's Crowne Plaza Hotel, but he had every right to be there. National's health spokesperson Michael Woodhouse claimed in June that a homeless man had breached security to sneak into the hotel and stay for free. Mr. Woodhouse claimed the man hadn't returned from overseas, but documents obtained by Checkpoint pour water on Mr. Woodhouse's claims, and after a thorough investigation, the Olive Government Response Group found the unnamed man had actually returned to Auckland on a flight from Melbourne and accessed the hotel legitimately. And as Nick Troubridge reports, National leader Judith Collins continues to back Mr. Woodhouse, despite there being no evidence of any security breach.
One of the five-star hotels housed a homeless person for a couple of weeks under the pretense that it was somebody that came back from overseas. When the person was ready for discharge, he was asked for a forwarding address, only to tell the official that he didn't have one because he was homeless. He hadn't come back from overseas. He just joined the back of the queue 2 weeks ago.
It was a sensational story of government incompetence. National MP and health spokesperson Michael Woodhouse on the AM show on June 18. He claimed a homeless man who had not arrived back from overseas joined the queue at a secure COVID-19 managed isolation facility, entered undetected, and enjoyed 2 weeks of meals, luxury accommodation, and baths, all on the taxpayer. Documents released to Checkpoint under the Official Information Act show the allegation triggered a thorough taxpayer-funded internal review of all 1,706 people who had stayed at Auckland's Crowne Plaza up until June 22. The review turned up just one person of interest, an individual with no fixed abode who was previously known to hotel staff because he frequented the Crowne Plaza.
He would often come into the hotel to exchange coins for money or to use the bathroom facilities.
But inquiries confirmed he did enter New Zealand from overseas, arriving on a flight from Melbourne on the date specified when he checked in. The other 1,705 people who stayed at the Crowne Plaza were also verified as legitimate guests. Woodhouse has been resolute in sticking to his allegation, though. Here he was on Checkpoint on June 24.
The absence of any evidence that it did occur is not evidence that it didn't. And in any event, if they have gone to such lengths to verify the story, they certainly acknowledge by those actions that it could have happened. I have a very reliable source who has told me what they believe to be correct, and I have communicated that. I stand by the comments that I've made.
But he wasn't so keen to talk today, with numerous phone calls and messages going unanswered.
Hi, it's Michael Woodhouse, National Member of Parliament. Sorry I couldn't take your call. Please leave a detailed message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
Documents released to Checkpoint last night show the probe of Woodhouse's claims included poring over hours of CCTV footage from the Crowne Plaza. Officials also sought and were granted access to CCTV footage from the neighbouring Huawei building on Auckland's Albert Street. None of the footage showed an individual sneaking into the hotel. The Minister in charge of isolation facilities, Megan Woods, says it's time for Woodhouse to walk back his claim.
We very quickly, as soon as the allegation was made, moved to investigate it because the allegation was a serious one. It was that the security of one of our managed isolation facilities could be breached in a way that Mr. Woodhouse was suggesting. So we've spent many staff hours reviewing the records of the people, the CCTV footage, just making sure that we didn't kind of have those gaps in our security. And I'm confident we do not. We take it enormously seriously that our managed isolation and quarantine facilities are a strong line of defence at our border.
Other documents released to Checkpoint reveal overseas arrivals at the Crowne Plaza are only allowed off the bus and into the hotel when directed by staff. The process at the hotel means no one can walk in off the street and check into the hotel without being identified, and arrivals are ushered off arriving buses either individually or in small groups. Tight procedures at the hotel have been backed up by guests spoken to by Checkpoint. Despite the mounting evidence debunking Woodhouse's claims, his boss, National leader Judith Collins, backed her MP when approached outside Auckland Airport this morning.
No, he's told me some time ago that the He had the assurance of a senior medical practitioner. I have taken his word.
And Collins was dismissive when asked about the findings of officials looking into the allegation.
Well, just because the authorities can't find anything, I wouldn't worry about that.
Checkpoint has asked for the financial cost of investigating Mr. Woodhouse's claims, but is yet to hear back. For Checkpoint, Nick Trowbridge.